Proclamation number 4102 of 11th of August, 1947. Word from on high of divine origin. Sounding word. Profundity of faith. My word reaches you from on high, that is, spiritual beings full of light convey it to you if it is not offered to you by me myself. And you must accept this origin if you try to fathom it, for it is wisdom which is offered to you, it is knowledge which cannot be imparted to you by human beings because without my support people can never gain it with the certainty of absolute truth. But if you believe in divine origin it must also be extremely valuable to you. You must value it as the most precious good and try to increase it. You must accept it as purest truth and life and act accordingly. Thus you must believe and accept every word as an emanation of myself. Then it will not remain without effect on you. You, who believe, I could also offer you the word directly from on high. I could speak to you loudly and audibly without influencing your faith in a coercive way, yet this shall still attain a firmness, it shall withstand every onslaught, and therefore it must be tested again and again and also be subject to trials through my gift, for only when you unconditionally accept every word from me as truth, the connection between you and the spiritual world is so profoundly established that constant contact can take place without any preparation, for this is necessary in the time to come when my own will depend on the strengthening from above through my word, when they will need my encouragement, my comfort and my help in every situation of life, when they will be distressed and therefore require my support. Then they can only find it by receiving my word, and then they have to be very strong in faith so that I can express myself soundingly without increasing their faith in a coercive way. The profundity of faith must be gained by people themselves through heartfelt prayer and steadfast conviction that they stand in the midst of divine activity. No doubt may arise in their hearts about the truth of what I offer them. They must always and constantly recognize my voice and know that they are surrounded by beings of light which prevent every disturbance if only the human being has the serious will to stand in truth and to be taught by me. Only then will my word have the fullest effect on my own. Only then will they be aware of my presence and find peace and tranquility in this awareness, even though they stand in the midst of the hostile world. Weak faith, however, results in doubts, and where my gift from on high is doubted no real success can be achieved, neither towards oneself nor towards fellow human beings. For there my word loses its effect and has in vain been spoken to you from on high. Believe firmly and without doubt and you will have surprising success for yourselves. My love will speak words of love to you and you'll understand them and be blissful. My love will give you advice and you'll be able to go through life easily and free from worries, and if I give you an assignment you will fulfill it unhesitatingly and be my faithful ministers and servants on earth. For this reason, you first have to gain a strong faith. And for this you will also be subject to frequent tests of faith which, however, you can pass if you constantly seek contact with me and appeal to me for help in every adversity of body and soul. For I will never ever abandon you who receive my word from on high. And I am constantly present and audible to you as soon as you desire to hear me. And all my servants in the spiritual kingdom support me and help you humans where help is required. Amen.